Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
As you can see, we have a special guest in the house.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's going on?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got
Jinjin
in the house.
Yeah. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button.
Yeah, notifications. Notifications, please. Hey, Jen Jen, where can they find you?
Oh, Jen Jen Funny 33 on Instagram, Jen Jen Funny on TikTok, and Jennifer Chandler on Facebook. I have my own podcast as well.
Yes,
you do. On Red Line Radio LLC, Comedy and Cocktails with Jen Jen. That's me.
Look at that right here.
Comes on Saturdays at 8:30 to 9:30, y'all.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the episode with me, Cool C, right here.
Yes, we had a good time, too.
I'll have the link in the description on this one for sure.
Definitely. This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
So I'm glad y'all let me come by.
Yeah, of course.
I'm honored you're here.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you having us on yours.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It is dope because you had a lot of structure.
Okay.
She had games and shit.
Games and structure and a producer.
We ain't got
shit. We're doing a little something. No, this is nice, though.
We're roots in this bitch. Starting on the ground. And,
hey, you got to start from somewhere.
Out the mud up in this motherfucker.
Sure, that's right. How I started.
Yeah. Speaking of which, when did you start doing comedy? We'll get into that right now. See, Jen Jen's a local comedian here in Cleveland, but she's been doing it. And we're about to get into that with you. So, yeah.
Local, but then she was in movies.
Don't let the local fool you. I'm just saying that I know her around here, but
internationally local.
Damn,
yeah.
Get it. We're about to get into all your stardom. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, I actually started in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Black and yellow.
What
I'm talking about? I'm throwing it out there.
So, starting off in Pittsburgh, I think, I can't say the exact year.
Okay.
But it was early 2000s, so I'll say I've been doing it for at least 15-17 years. Shit. You know, on and off, sometimes you had them off seasons.
Right.
So I'll say strong about 15.
Okay.
So how old
you figure 15? You've been
Next question, please.
You know what I'm saying? Because that puts the viewers out there.
You know, it's 2023 or about to be 2023.
Yeah,
so
do the math.
Long time.
We're gonna say she's 30 or something like that. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I started from there. The guy who actually gave me my first start, Stephon Braxton, shout out to him.
Okay,
he has an Emmy-winning show that he does. Actually, give y'all a link to him, too. He's always looking for people to put on there.
Okay.
Gave me my start. Dope. And I've been kind of doing it ever since.
Now I was in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how long were you doing it there?
Maybe like 2 years, and then I came back here to Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, because that's how I'm saying I met you here, obviously, in Cleveland. So I didn't know how long you were there, and then came here doing it and everything. So you're used to the local scene around this, this place.
Yeah, well, the thing is, sometimes you got to get out there and travel. Like, back in the day, what we used to do is, we used to get in the car and go to the next cities.
Right.
Go to Columbus, go to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Toledo. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You hit those scenes like that. And then, start getting more places.
Right.
Then I start finding out about certain conventions. And, I really wanted to start grooming myself. Cause I know I can't work for nobody.
Right? Oh, please!
I just can't. Please!
I tried my whole life.
I've
been doing it. I've been following the rules like I'm supposed to. I've been doing everything, and I'm like.
I kept telling myself, whatever I do, it got to be something I love. I can always make money. I know how to make money. That's not the thing. It's about me being happy in what I'm doing. I don't want to be somewhere and be miserable.
Right.
Let me just say this. Like, all right, when I first was introduced to comedy, I talked to one of my frat brothers named Jamel Burner Rankins.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Jamel.
All right, Burner.
And I told him I was doing comedy. He said, okay, cool. He gave me some good advice, and I passed it on to others. The first advice he said, don't let the laughter get to you. He said, don't let the lack of laughter get to you.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
And he said, here goes some cool people that you should meet in the comedy game. And Jin Jin was one of them. I looked her up. I may have sent her a message on Instagram. I hooked up with Ebony Timberlake because I met her at the Funny Stop.
Shout out to Ebony.
Hey, sis!
And then I was on the phone with Ebony, and she said, let me call Jin Jin. And that was my first introduction to Jin Jin. And then I met Jin Jin for the first time at Bar 17.
Yeah.
That was my first time ever meeting Jin Jin. And she been the same.
Right.
Ever since. Since day one.
Every time.
Cool as hell. She hugged me like she knew me forever.
Yep.
And it was like, people like that. Reserve a special place in my heart. You know what I mean? Especially in the comedy game, because everybody's not that warm.
And we end up going to lunch at Applebee's.
At Applebee's with D-Hawk.
At Clarence Thomas. Not Clarence Thomas.
Who was Clarence Thomas? D-Hawk?
Remember he said the dude that was doing Clarence Williams III.
Yeah, Clarence.
Oh, I got the shit.
I got the shit. Hey, you know what? Shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to
D-Hawk. But look, D-Hawk don't know this, but he got some Clarence Williams in him, too. He look like that motherfucker, too. A little bit. Yeah. Look, D-Hawk, you look like Clarence Williams.
No.
A little bit.
No.
I love when he be like, ooh, damn.
Them glow worms. That's what he remind me of. Glow worms.
Wait, do y'all remind you of glow worm?
Yeah, you know how when it used to go light, the face, the way it's formed, he ain't got no hair.
So with the high cheekbones and
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Hey, D.
Look, D-Hawk, Burner gave me D-Hawk, Jin Jin, Marcus Martin, Anthony Mayo, Chevy.
And those are good names, too.
Those are the people. Mm-hmm. He said, reach out to them. They cool. And he was right. Everybody that I reached out to was cool. I haven't met Mayo in person. I'm looking forward to meeting.
Really? Not yet. Because he be out there, too.
Shout out to Anthony Mayo. Shout out to Anthony and shout out to Marcus Martin. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Yeah. I'll be meeting you.
Oh, you haven't met Marcus? Okay.
I'll be meeting him at my show.
Yeah, I haven't met him either.
On the 11th. Okay. So that's a fire show coming up. But
Secret
we
show.
Talk about Jim right now.
Grown-ups, right?
Hey, grown up. Yeah, we talk about Jim right now. So she's been the same. And like when I was doing comedy, it was like nerve wracking for me. Like I knew I had to do 5 minutes, and that 5 minutes could take you hostage. You nervous, you worried about it all week. And then you see people like Jim.
Right.
Perform. You see her in her element, and you be like, I want to be like that.
Right.
And she's definitely one of the people that I wanted to be like. I saw her comfortability and her just being herself, attacking all mics.
Right.
Like it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
True story, man. And, you know, shout out to Ginger.
Well, I'm honored to have her on the show. One of the biggest things about it that people get, you know, it misconstrued. It's not just about being funny. Everybody can be funny.
Right.
Everybody's funny.
Yeah. At some
you know
point,
what I'm saying? You see kids that's funny as hell. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
That's why a lot of these parents are taping their kids nowadays. Right. Mm-hmm. Making them pages. You know what I mean?
Right. Kids is funny.
Because everybody is funny. It's just the comfortability.
Kids have no
you have to command a room.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get in your thought process of, do they think it's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming off? You just got to be natural and be you. Just know your set. Even if you fuck up, they don't know what the fuck you about to say.
Right.
I'm sorry, can I cuss?
You can cut.
That was like 4 fucks.
You don't know
who I
am on this one.
No, it's definitely the comfortability. But and another thing I wanted to highlight, and I've always tried to highlight, because comedy seems like it's a male-dominated field, but...
It's some fire females out here.
It's some fire females out here in Cleveland.
Very underrated. Or the
Northeast Ohio area.
And some of these guys ain't got nothing like these females.
That's real stuff.
I'm being honest.
I tried to bring it up on another episode, but I wanted to highlight some of the females in comedy.
And he was, kudos to him, he started naming everybody, and then, of course, I'm like, we'll forget names. And we knew you, we were naming everybody, but I was like, man, we'll forget if we forget somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I'm here to say right now,
100%, everyone I've met.
Right now, in this northern eastern Ohio area, Jin Jin is one of these ladies here.
Yeah.
She's doing her damn thing.
Definitely.
Fire.
100%.
Everywhere. Comedian, actress,
internationally
actress,
local.
Miss podcast, host.
Yeah.
She's whatever you do, I got it.
See, and hosting's another fucking skill, man.
Yeah.
It's a different skill.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be in the room. It's all about in the room. Mm-hmm. It's not about your material. I mean, it's about your material a little bit. Obviously, you know what you can throw in, do some shit up front, and then get the fucking party rolling. But it's really about just keeping it moving. And
every good show has to have the perfect host.
Right.
What's now making Family Feud one of the biggest things?
Right.
Because
it's
Steve Harvey. Yeah. You have to have a good host.
Even though.
Think about it. American Idol wouldn't have been what it was.
Without Simon.
Ryan Seacrest.
Simon.
Right? You don't like Ryan Seacrest.
I rocks with Simon.
Look, I told you that. I said, Ryan, he's a great host. He was good at it. Mm-hmm.
He done made billions off of it.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, because look at Mario Lopez. He's the new.
He's good.
He wasn't as good.
No,
that was good. He had that fake ass cheesy end.
I thought he was good for morning.
He's handsome as fuck. Don't get twisted. Like I love saying by the bell. No,
but
hey, that used to be my show.
Look. Right. I mean, I always use Mario Lopez as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to be like, I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna do me. But right, Mario Lopez got the jobs. Right. He's marketable because he don't have tattoos on his face, 100%. On his
neck. Yeah.
He's a handsome dude,
yeah.
uh-huh. and he ain't tatted up everywhere. Nope. That's what keeps him employed.
And he's had a solid career.
Yeah,
that's what keeps him employed. Yeah. But hold on. But what I want to say about Jin Jin.
We got
a Mario. Yeah, we got, we know it's Jin Jin up in this boy.
Well, of course, you know we go off the rails.
No, it's like, you know, it's like she's one of those people that's been the same, and she's good at hosting. I've seen her host gigs. Uh-huh. I've seen her. I've been at her podcast, so she's right. a good host there. Jin Jin laying the foundation. So based off of that, who were your influences? Can you give me a Mount Rushmore? Top five, maybe the top 10.
Oh.
Who are your comedy influences? What made you want to get into comedy? What made you, who are your top five?
I initially didn't want to go into comedy. I was a writer.
Really?
Okay.
I always used to write. Okay. I used to write poems. I used to write stories. Mm-hmm. I always had an imagination. I always had these gen detective stories.
Okay.
Like, I remember gen in class, we had Free Day Friday, and we got to write
Was that Judy Blume?
No, that's me. No, Jen Chandler.
But who was the detective that we was in school looking at, her story?
The Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys.
Nancy Drew.
Okay, all right.
I just used to write the detective stories, and then they used to be like, to be continued, or so just play out.
What about Draw Your Own Conclusions? Did you do those?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right.
But I just wanted to, write a book, write stories, and then it got into that. And then, like I said earlier, I was in Pittsburgh, and I was sitting there at my best friend. I'm going to see her. But her friend was like, you're funny as hell. You ever thought about doing stand-up? And I was like, well, yeah. And he was like, well, if you're serious, I know somebody. And that's when he gave me Stephon Braxton's number. Wow. I've just been doing it ever since.
That's crazy. See,
and then I get to meet so many people. I think that's what it is, too, that keeps me just into it. Because I done met so many people. I've done a lot in my little career. You know what I mean?
So who are some of the comics that you watched that said, I think I could do that. I want to do that.
Well,
just a few.
I'm old school. I loved Lucille Ball.
Okay.
I loved Carol Burnett. I remember Mama's Family. We always used to watch that. Me and my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
I love Monique.
Monique is beautiful.
Yeah. Hope Flood and Lunel has been coming. Some of my mentors.
Okay. I love Lunel. I'm not familiar with Hope.
I got to go to a convention. Mm-hmm. She's dope as hell. Yeah, so down to earth. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Hope Flood.
Yeah, we'll have to Hope. Look you up at
for always Flood. Pouring in the comics and giving back. But her Comics Rock convention is dope, and you get to meet so many people. I got to meet Tiffany Haddish there.
Okay.
Lunel. J. Anthony Brown, Kim Wheatley. So many people. Dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just.
And how were they?
Humble.
That's dope. See? Humble. That's been my experience. You too?
Yeah, with the people that actually, are doing something. They are so humble and so cool.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like some of these... I'm not getting to...
Peers? Yeah.
But what I consider my peers...
Right.
And some of the more experienced peers...
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jin Jin is a prime example of somebody that was doing it before us.
Right.
Cool. Welcomed us with open arms.
Like,
first time meeting her, she gave me a hug.
Yep.
She wasn't shunning me or, get out of here.
No, yeah. Who are you? Oh, how long you been doing it? Open mic. When I hear a pop, I'll come and check
I'll come
out.
I only come out when I hear a pop.
That's a shot. I'm about to throw this water bottle at you. Boom! That's a fucking shot. But that's, you know, that's the mentality. It's like, really,
no,
dude?
No, but that's come a on, real man. Mentality that we ran into.
Yeah, yeah. Not from you.
I mean, that's crazy.
You've been cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we run into.
I think you fall in that category, Jim, because not only have you been doing comedy for a while, right. You've hosted rooms.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in a couple of movies before we met you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speak about the movies you've been in.
Right.
I got two movies on Tubi right now. Common Creed and Y'all Not Laughing Yet.
All right. So
you can look those up on Tubi. Y'all Not Laughing Yet. Common Creed.
I'll try and find links. I'll put everything in the description.
No, look those movies up. But this is what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. She did some stuff. Been in the comedy game. Justin and I are new.
Right.
And she welcomed us with open arms.
Open arms.
That means so much. And 100%. She ain't changed. She has not changed.
That's what we've been talking about with people like getting in the game and are new to it. You know, their first experience out open mic, and when they get snubbed or, you know, pushed to the end and they don't get a chance to go up. Or they go up at the end and people have left or things like that. You know what I mean? It's a bad entrance into it.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of cool people in the game.
Now, I hate to put you in the hot seat. I got to ask you a question.
Oh, damn.
I don't know.
I missed my five. I was saying all females. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I had to shout out my ladies first. But you know Eddie, of course.
Dope.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's kind of.
No, hold on. No, Rich shunned me from saying this. He is the GOAT. But on Raw, was that the same outfit as the girl in Thriller? Is that the same outfit? Eddie's was leather, but remember Thriller, the chick that didn't Thriller. Was that the same outfit? Just think about it.
I'm thinking.
Is it the same outfit?
No, I thought she had on the pink shirt.
No.
And the blue jeans. And Michael had on.
No.
The red.
Think about Raw.
And then the black.
Raw was the purple.
Raw had the purple with the leopard.
Yeah.
Think about Thriller. Was that the same outfit? That's all I want to know. No shots against Eddie. I love Eddie. Was that the same outfit?
He was trying to make it off of that. Yes, I know that.
I'm going to have to put up a screen. I don't know. I'm going to
put up
a
side by side,
I'm gonna
man.
Put it up. Boom.
Of the chicken Thriller.
Damn,
no, nigga. It was Michael that had that on that Thriller. Not no chick. The chicken Thriller.
Yeah, he had on the Delirious.
No, Michael had on the Thriller jacket.
The Delirious.
No, but he said he did take that from Thriller. He did.
But Eddie, I'm saying Eddie and Delirious.
That's not the same one, though.
All right, we'll have to see. But anyway.
God, they're making me work side by side.
That's too much.
Boom. No, but.
He make you do all the work.
I love Eddie Murphy, but he wore the same outfit as the chick did in Thriller. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I love Eddie Murphy. Party all the time.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. Yeah. Okay. Why would we all want it though?
Because I've heard it.
It was number one.
How could it not be? Look. So wait a minute. So, not to put you in the hot seat.
Dave Chappelle. Sorry.
But when you was hosting.
Uh-huh.
You hosted open mic at Sequoia's, right?
Uh-huh, Sequoia's. Uh-huh.
Sequoia's?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, this is one of my... What's one of my number one questions that I ask the host?
Are you going by the list?
All right. So, look. Uh-huh. Do you go by the list? And then I was like, no, yes. But do you go by the list?
Most people don't want to go first.
Do you really go by the list, though?
Yeah, but most people don't want to go first. Okay. That's what I had.
100%. Nobody wants to go first.
Lil Daddy was the only one. Shout out to Lil Daddy.
Shout out Lil Daddy.
Would be the only one that would go first with no hesitation. I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah. But see,
thank you.
Here are some of the problems that Justin and I ran into. And Justin was like, well, let's just wait and
Do I sound like that at all for one?
Justin was like, well, hold on. Let's just wait. And I'm like,
okay.
That's kind of close.
That's kind of cool. But hold on. I'm like, man, you know what? I was bored. I'm like, man, fuck this place. I'm out of here. I ain't about to be skipped and jumped
100%.
And Justin was like, no, just wait. Let's hold on.
Damn, I don't think I sound like that at all, for one. But look.
Like, we didn't get a chance to do much.
Do I sound like that at all?
But anyway.
Anyway.
So,
look. The only reason why I did, I was hesitant is because.
Now, how many people, though? Like.
It was a couple of open mics that we went to.
Mm-hmm. It was the principle of the thing. And
we were new in the game.
We saw who the fuck was we were getting fucking bumped for, or whatever the fuck matters. Anyway.
So it was like an open mic or not?
Yeah. No, they were open mics.
Hold on. At one of the most established open mics in Cleveland, in Lakewood, who's run by.
Oh.
Timmy Pibbles.
looks like motherfucking somebody from Hardwars or whatever those goddamn movies are from. Whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? So look, my only thing was, you can put up your friends. I have no problem with it. Don't put four of them up because they're all not funny. So don't do all that.
Yeah.
If you want to skip them in one at a time, and don't keep bumping us. You know what I'm saying?
Be respectful for the people that's there. Yeah.
But see,
I wouldn't do that. I just had a problem having somebody go first.
Yeah. And
so I would either be sitting up there. Yeah, I would go by the list.
Now look.
And some people would come in late, and I had to tell them no because it was time I had to wrap up at a certain time.
Okay. See, there'll be people that just come in a group. And they just get put right in front of so many people. Uh-uh. Disrespectful. Look, understandably so. Look, and excuses. Oh, we got to get the crowd. You got a bar. There's no crowd. Most of these motherfuckers keep leaving and going and get drinks any goddamn way. And disrespectful and talking loud as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's a respect for the craft that I've learned that there's some that have it. There's others who think they're above it and don't watch nobody. We've had these conversations on your podcast. There's people that, you know, I've seen headliners. Greg Morton doing his thing. People are sitting there like this.
That's why you got to put your...
At the bar.
You got to put your blinders on sometimes. For sure. That's what I call them, your blinders.
Oh, what's that in your hand?
Wait a minute.
Focus on...
What is that in your hand?
Oh, this is my face mask for all my Jennaholics.
Jennaholics?
That's my fan club.
Jennaholics. Shout out to all the Jennaholics out there. Yeah. What else does that say?
It says, it doesn't hurt to laugh. Jen makes you sin and Jen funny.
That's
all
right.
All my little tags.
Whoa. That's how you know you're dealing with a professional. She got her own merch. She got her own COVID-19 mask with all her slogans on there.
That's disinfected.
See, it gets disinfected.
With the Jen Jen funny potion.
So you could cough with confidence in this bitch.
Right.
Look, like, you know, COVID doesn't matter when you're drinking alcohol.
Not at all.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's why I told people, like, I can't get COVID because I drink too much tequila.
Right. I think the THC kills it. It goes in the lungs, cleanses all those bad cells, maybe get some high.
Alcohol kill all the germs.
I thought it was bleach.
Bleach?
Bleach. Donald Trump said drink Clorox.
Don't drink bleach.
You're supposed to drink Clorox. Donald Trump said that.
That's not good for you.
Some people refer to him as the Great White Hope.
I was going to say something.
He's running. He's running in fucking 2024.
Get ready. Marijuana affects the memory.
Marijuana affects the memory?
It does. Okay. It definitely does do that.
I was about to say something.
Yeah, I
do that all the time.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how we like to party all the time.
We were talking about the mask.
We were actually talking about marijuana. Like, when you hosted your room, did you follow the freaking list?
Yeah.
Did you bump people? Now, this is my understanding. Like,
I got it.
Like, please go by the list. And I understand if Dave Chappelle came into your open mic, I understand I'm going to be bumped for Dave Chappelle.
No.
I would be okay being bumped by Dave Chappelle.
I would love to be bumped by Dave Chappelle so I can watch
him. I've been like trying to stalk him for the last past 3 years. Well, he's going to be in Columbus this weekend. And I couldn't afford the ticket. Yeah, so. I'm not going to be there. I'm gonna wait until he does.
First of all, look, I'm gonna say this. First of all, the name of his podcast.
Dave, I just want to interview you.
You want to hit this real quick?
Dave look, Chappelle, if you're watching.
The name of his podcast.
I'm just an Ohioan.
It's called The Midnight Miracle.
From Cleveland.
All right.
That is your number one fan. I don't know. Seen almost everything.
Number two
from
fan.
From Screwed with you and Norm McDowell. Man. That's how far back Tag I go. Was before Half Baked. Sherman Helmsley, you know? Yeah, that's how far back.
All right, so make sure you tag this and tag this.
Wanda Sykes.
He came out with Midnight Miracle. All right.
I love it, Dave.
I love Midnight Miracle, but we had the Midnight Paco first, bro.
We definitely did.
Flat out. Yeah.
No,
where'd you get that name from, Dave?
Yeah. I love Chappelle, man. He's one of my faves.
I love him too, but we had Midnight Paco before Midnight Miracle, bro. I'm just saying.
We definitely did.
For sure.
Yeah, we definitely did.
I stand by.
But they launched right before us.
Right before us.
Right before us.
Oh, no. How long have y'all had your podcast?
Since April of...
It'll be 2 years in April.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. This is fun. You know what I'm saying?
No, we had no episodes, but I was pumping out Midnight Paco.
Yeah. Oh, you were getting feelers out there for sure. It was a rough naming process. You know what I'm saying? We had to go through that. You know what I'm saying?
A computer process.
Yeah, we had to go through it.
Yeah, trust the process. It's cool.
No,
well, you know
that's
what?
Not, it's good to have something the of fate, your own.
You don't even
and
know.
Build on something like people. Are so afraid to try stuff because they don't want to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't fail, how do you succeed?
Well, you know what?
You need to know not what to do. So you learn from every failure.
There was no other options right here.
Hold on. Now, she just said something very important.
She did.
Now, and this is what I say, you know, a lot of times for new starting comedians, you know, I always say, watch our podcast and watch Hot Breath by Joe Byer. And wish shout out to Joe Byer.
Shout out to Joe Byer.
But she just said, you got to know what to do and what not to do. So if you do your set as a new comedian and bounce.
Right.
How are you learning anything?
Right. Well, because they're trying to go to another open mic.
It don't matter.
Oh, I know.
You could do your set. And go to another open mic.
And do the same terrible set.
Same terrible set. And keep doing the same terrible job. Because it is possible for you to do a terrible job for a long time.
Yes.
It's possible.
It's very possible.
It's very possible for you to do the wrong thing for a long time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's definitely ways to improve by watching people.
Watch people.
I'll tell you what, the most thing I see is comfortability. I love how people are and how comfortable they are on.
What's that word, Jay?
Comfortable. You know, some of that.
Something like that.
Which I'm getting.
Uh huh.
But it's on different stages. Not really. I think you're more comfortable in your material. The more comfortable you are in your material,
that's what it is.
The more comfortable you're on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the beginning, it's robotic because you're trying to remember it. You know, mm-hmm. Because how do you? We'll get into that then. How mm-hmm. do you? Do you write?
Yes.
You write physically.
I have notebooks.
Okay, bet.
Stacks of notebooks.
Love it.
What a whole bunch of jokes.
Yeah, obviously you're
probably
a writer,
even. Yeah. Jokes that I haven't even used.
Okay.
But I have jokes that I've been using for almost 10, 15 years. I just evolve it or finesse it or put something else on it or make it more relatable to today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can find something funny in what you have and just, you know.
Improve. It's always a process.
Yeah, because I'm not at the point yet where I'm being seen so many places that I have to have new routines like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. I'm not doing Netflix specials or anything like that.
Right.
So I can do that right now.
100%.
But even then, if I need to go back and do something, should I have so much stuff that I can go back to? and just...
That's beautiful. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. See, I love that.
I got small notebooks, big notebooks. Yeah. Like,
Yeah. It's crazy. That's how I am. You know why? Because it helps me remember it. Because if I try and type it on a computer, it won't do it. It's not the same. It's not
that's
the
how
same.
It is for me. I have to write it first. I have to see it.
Yes.
Do you record your sets?
I should record it more.
Okay.
But I don't.
Okay.
Not like how I should.
What I tell Jay, what I tell Justin all the time is like, if we actually, because we got a lot of footage of all of our routines, we record all of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we sat down and actually like watched them all, picked out the bombs, the shits out of there. All right. On when we first started, this work, that didn't work, this didn't work. And like picked out our video of shit that actually worked. Put the shit that actually worked together.
Mm-hmm.
We would have an hour apiece.
It's touchy. I definitely would probably have close. I was going over my shit now. Right?
No. I got footage of you from when we started.
Oh, I know. But. I mean, I would have to clean a lot of it up, and hypothetically...
I need to learn how to do that. I need to get more into the...
The what?
Social media, slicing, and videos. Oh, and putting
they have so many apps that are so easy.
No, but what I'm talking about is, like, that's personally, our personal collection, like, shit that I mean, I got a lot of material that I didn't post.
Because
we record each other's sets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have audio of all mine.
I feel like all mine have, like, bad lighting or something.
We'll see, because we are always at the funny stop. We go to
shout out to the funny stop.
See, that's all I'm
that's another thing.
Yeah, right.
Remember on your show, I said, you need lighting,
mm-hmm.
a performer, a place to perform, an audience, and sound. Those five ingredients you need to have a show.
Right.
If you don't have those five ingredients, you do not have a show.
Right.
And how dare anybody, to call themselves a production company or a company that puts shows together
that
don't have that.
Right.
Especially if that's all you do.
Right. If that's all you do.
Is put on shows.
Right. Yep.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, yeah.
If I went to a show that was $15 to get in.
Oh.
It was no lighting.
Really?
Yeah. It was no lighting. And the host of the show had a cord mic. So he was walking around like, I paid $15 for that. And I saw a drink that I wanted. I said, I want that drink. How much is that drink? The drink cost me $15. So that's $30 out the gate. No light.
$15 for a drink?
$15 for a drink, bro. Oh, so it was put on by...
I already know, bro. Yeah, don't put our names. Uh-uh. I already know. We had these conversations.
But it was just like... But
yeah, you're right.
This is what you do?
Yeah, if you're a promoter.
And that's what you do?
Right.
Man, get out of here. Miss
well, see, the problem is comedians, they just want to be on a show. So and plus, like, cool. They'll show up. You know what I'm saying?
And plus, look, when I walked up, I'm introducing myself. And you're like, yeah, all right, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you may not know who I am. Everybody in there knows who I am.
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I can go on all day.
Right.
We'll
that
Hennessy
is kicking in,
man. Yeah. I don't mind being incognito. I don't mind being not known. That's fine. It's just funny when you see people around. That's the difference. When you see me all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm in your feed. You know who the fuck I am.
I mean, in addition to being in the feed.
You can say hi.
I mean.
Hey, Justin, how you doing? No, I know who the fuck you are.
Fuck the feed. Look.
Those are facts.
No, but look, fuck
those
the feet.
Those are facts.
But fuck the feet. Check this
out.
Okay. This Cleveland.
For sure.
I always say Cleveland is Mayberry. It's so small.
It's small.
If I don't know,
people want to see you doing good, but not better than them.
Yeah. You know what Cleveland is? It's Erie. Exactly. Okay. My point.
Yeah, but
it's small as fuck.
Okay, but here,
cause
it's cause small.
Because especially in this game, the comic game, because there's only so many places you do comedy.
Okay, but here.
We all know where they are.
Okay, but here go my
you
thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here go my thing with comedy.
What's up?
Like, I don't give a damn about being booked on a show with you.
100%.
I don't give a damn about booked on a show with Jen.
For sure.
You know why?
Why?
My comedy is different from Jen.
100%.
I'm an apple. Jen's an orange.
Right.
You're great.
Right. 100%. 100%. We talk about different shit all day.
Mm-hmm. My comedy style, you know what? And I'm not trying to be arrogant at all.
Nope.
I don't see nobody out here that do comedy. I'm not saying I'm the best, but I'm saying my style is like who's?
Corey.
Yeah.
Look, it's from your perspective. It's all your funny shit.
It's my stories, but I mean, somebody. I heard one person compare me to Sinbad, and that's probably.
I was thinking that a little bit, and I think that's because you said that. I think I heard that before. That's why.
But it's probably because I don't really curse.
No.
And I don't
silly
talk
shit.
Too nasty
no.
and stuff.
No.
So I could be like Bill Cosby or Sinbad.
A lot of your shit's relatable.
Don't be Bill Cosby.
I mean, he ain't.
But you know what? You know what? Bill Cosby.
That I know.
I'm sorry. I'm a fan of Bill Cosby and always have been.
Oh, yeah. He was my father.
Right.
Bill Cosby was,
I watched
a lot of people's father. Tupac and Bill Cosby
Bill
was a lot of people's daddy.
My dad.
Tupac and Bill Cosby was a lot of people's daddy.
Tupac was my husband.
Tupac.
Bill Cosby
you
was
see
my dad.
The seriousness in her face?
Yeah.
She said Tupac
Bill Cosby
was my husband.
Is my daddy. Tupac was my husband. And they killed him.
Baby!
Like
no, but what I'm saying is, it's like,
yeah,
you know, all of the things that Bill Cosby did, in my mind, for entertainment, for black people, has not been erased for what he was accused of.
Right.
I heard a story that Bill Cosby pissed off a certain individual. And that individual said, you're going to pay for that.
Really?
And that's why he's in the situation that he's in.
I mean,
and I believe that.
Let's keep it real, dude. I mean, I'm not saying.
I got a whole bunch of conspiracy theories.
I'm just saying, like, if there's one, there's one. But there was like a line of chicks. How many was like 60 something?
All right, let me just tell you.
That's a lot of roofies.
Okay, it's a lot of roofies. But guess what?
I don't know if
I'm going to compare this to what I did. I just did a comedy show.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if he had roofied that many people.
No, but I'm saying, okay, this is what I'm saying.
I mean, where are they?
It don't matter. Look.
They used to do some shit at the Playboy Mansion.
In my mind.
Because you know him and Hugh was.
In my mind, everybody working.
Best friends.
Everybody working has a price. Anybody working has a price.
For sure. What, really? I don't know.
I think anybody working has a price.
I got morals, dog. I don't know.
You got morals?
I got morals.
I'm sure your morals will change if somebody put a suitcase full of money in front of you.
It all depends on what they got to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's different. There are things
sir,
I won't do.
Certain stuff I
there's things
do.
I won't do. 100%. 100%.
100%.
This is what I'm going to say.
I asked one of my friends the same question.
I'm going to say, everybody
100%.
Say that shit.
100%.
Everybody say, it's a lot of things I won't do, but
I already know.
A lot of people will do a lot for $5,000.
For sure.
They put it in your face, be like, here.
Simple motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000.
Simple bubble.
A lot of people do a lot of shit for $1 million. You put a suitcase of $1 million straight cash in front of them.
I seen a movie where a chick fucks somebody.
Look.
But.
Hold on.
Decent proposal.
Yeah.
And decent proposal.
That's trivia, people. Yeah.
Look, everybody talk that shit, what they won't do. But Tyrone bought them a Happy Meal, and they all in.
Right.
Somebody put a briefcase full of
money. I do got morals, though. That's certain shit I ain't gonna do.
Certain shit I ain't gonna
do. $1 million, man.
He's gonna sell the rights. He already told me.
Look here, man.
He already getting rid of Midnight Paco.
No, look. This is what I said.
We already had that conversation.
This is what I stand by. If somebody comes to me,
I'm leaving you ain't that shit without me, motherfucker. What?
If somebody said, Cool C, Cordell, Cliff, Press. I want your half of Midnight Paco.
He'll have a good
And
have
I'm
a
offering
good
you
show.
$1 million. So
he'll have a good show.
So the highest bidder.
He'll have a good show, but you ain't got me, dog. I ain't selling.
I could be sold. I could be bought for $1 million.
I know you could. We'll talk about it. It was $1 million. We'll talk about it. No,
I'm like,
no, yeah. There's things I won't do. There's definitely things I won't do. And there's a bunch of shit that you be seeing on TikTok, and motherfuckers, you be like, all right, some shit.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
We're not going to talk about that, okay?
All right.
We know how they be doing. Okay.
You was like, I remember about... shelves with no lights.
No. What I was going to say is, that's why, instead of doing that type of hosting and having to get into the rooms and try to argue with staff about lighting and all that other stuff, I start gravitating. He is a word. gravitating towards the podcasting and the movies and the acting. So I've always been like dramatic. So like I was like, well, yeah, I know some people, so let me start getting into that. And then I got my first role in Common Creed, which is on Tubi.
And
check it out if you haven't.
It's Common actually Creed. Pretty good. It's about the fentanyl epidemic in Cleveland.
Okay.
That was an epidemic.
Oh, yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah, like that. That was an epidemic.
No, look, three people.
Oh.
And where we used to work at. It went down, bro.
Really?
It went down.
Really?
It went down.
Not only that, you remember Kate Quigley?
Yeah.
We've had the pleasure of meeting her. I did a guest
spot
for her
Kate
twice.
Quigley, and I'm glad she's still with us.
Yeah, she was with four other comics, and they were doing coke, was laced with fentanyl. Three of them passed away.
Except for her.
I think it was like two other comics, or one other comic passed away, but whoever got
it.
Two other comics
and
from New York.
She lived.
She lived. She survived.
Damn.
I'm sure she talked about it on the podcast somewhere because, you know what I'm saying, she was waiting for a while to come out with that information.
Right.
I mean,
it's been out there for a while, and I respect that. And
Yeah, for sure. But,
shout out to Kate Quigley.
Yeah, shout out to Kate Quigley because, you know what I mean, because obviously coming through that and having to go back out there in front of people and everything, you know what I mean, I'm sure what she had to go through and shit, but... She has her fans, so, you know, and that's the thing I realized doing this thing is you got to get your fans. You know what I'm saying? You got to network. People who act like they're too big to fucking say, hey, I'm so-and-so, you can find me at this and that. You know what I mean? Who do just get off the stage, who don't post things, who don't network, who just act like they can show up and just, I mean, look, everyone says some funny things. You better be fucking outstanding for them to just remember you without you saying anything or posting anything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just like he's more of the guy to get me to do that because it's hard for me to say anything about myself and promote myself. You know what I mean? It's hard, but I mean I throw things out there for us, but as far as when we're out there, you know, it's just. Things happen. Yeah, I just do things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's, but it's beneficial.
It's always. It's just because I'm just programmed old school. I just really need to get like into more so social media. But I keep my cards on me. I always talk to people. Always hand out my cards. It ain't nothing. Either they gonna throw it away or they gonna actually, you know.
Check it out.
My email, I mean, not my email, but my Instagram and their phone, you know what I mean?
Right.
Most people do, because you know when you get, you know, new followers.
Yeah.
I just got to clean up my content and stuff like that, but I just love talking to people and being in the crowds. Like,
so
that's why I love
genuinely a people person.
Not really. I hate people. But...
That's what I tell them. Once I love people until I get in the car. Then I hate everybody.
I mean, all right. So all jokes aside, and I say this till I'm blue in the face, we are in the people business.
He does. Uh-huh. He says that all the time. He says it all
We're in the people business. And how I conduct myself is, I mean, everybody's different, but how I personally conduct myself is, everybody I come across is potential people that's going to buy tickets to come see me perform. And in my case, it's people that's going to subscribe to my podcast.
Right.
So I treat people as such. I'm in the people business. I want people to come see me perform, and I want people to subscribe to my podcast. That's how I conduct myself.
Yeah, for sure. And that's
support
a good
me,
way
to, I support you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Hey, speaking of that real quick, my wife, you know what? Real talk. She got on this Latina train thing where you follow me, I follow you. You know how many subscribers? She got almost 800 some subscribers, right?
Oh.
The comedians in this motherfucker don't even follow each other or like each other's shit. Nobody supports nobody, but on this train, the subscribers that she got, or the followers that she got on TikTok, I'm like, if everyone actually supported everybody and followed each other, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You can get those followers, which means mm-hmm. you have your subscribers, which means we all reach so many subscribers, which means you all start getting paid. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? If everyone started a trend and a thread, like, hey, mm-hmm. follow me, I'll follow you, we all get the 10,000 subscribers.
You know what the crazy part is, too? Like, I have, like, hella views. I have 5,000 views, 1,000 views. Right. And it'd be like 15 likes.
Right.
I'd be like.
Right.
So you a stalker?
Right.
That's what you're doing. Right. You're just stalking me.
Yeah.
But you don't like it, huh?
Right.
But you don't watch it about 500 times.
And like I said, you know me. I know at least 15 people in Cleveland comics that I'm in your feed. And if I don't get more, you know how many followers you have that are comics
mm-hmm.
in the local scene? How come you don't have that many likes every time you post something?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the support thing. I support everybody. Like I said, like right now I have on an Uncle Freddy shirt. Shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
If I'm not wearing what I wear.
I got the Midnight Paco.
I'm wearing a comedian.
I got my bus traveling clothes.
You will have a Midnight Paco. That's
your worry. Yeah, you know, if I'm not wearing what I wear, I'm wearing a local comics or a comic that I actually interact with, mess with, bought merch, I'm supporting. I want us all to win. You know, that's what I want to do.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jim, before we wrap it up, what do you have coming up? Any movies, any shows?
Shoot. I'm going to be at Hilarities January 8th.
Damn.
I'm going to be on January 11th. I'm going to be at Grown Ups. Because I left my phone over there. On January 14th, Nancy and Rob Coleman...
Do you have it posted like on Instagram or anything?
Yeah.
You're plugging in.
I'll be there. And then something on the 20th.
But we'll put your Instagram. You know, I'll put a link to your Instagram.
Jen Funny 33 on Instagram.
Yeah. You have your podcast.
Jen Funny on TikTok.
Your podcast.
What's your podcast?
Yeah, what's your podcast?
Oh, Comedy and Cocktails with Jen Jen on Red Line Radio. You can look it up on YouTube or Facebook. You can look it on my YouTube. I'm Jennifer Chandler. And Jennifer Chandler on Facebook. Comedy and Cocktails with Jen Jen. Saturdays from 8:30 to 9:30.
What are you talking about with that?
Everything. We have fun. I have little games.
Check out the episode once again. I have the link in the description, everybody.
Yeah, we were on that show. Hey, if you're not subscribed to that, please subscribe to that. Because Jinja's a great host.
Yeah. Check out Red
Line. We have fun.
Great show.
Yeah, for sure.
Great input on comedy. Any of the newer comics, this is just definitely a person that you would want to get to know in the northern eastern Ohio area.
Yeah.
Jinja don't meet any strangers. She's a great person to watch. She's funny. She's a female, on thank fire
you.
Up again.
Thank you.
That's right.
The next Copra, Kevin Hart Oprah.
Kevin Hart and Oprah. Copra. Now you heard it first.
I'm gonna be the first Copra.
Appreciate you.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, definitely. I'm glad you were here. I'm honored to have Jinjin on this boy.
That's right.
Hey, Jay, where they can find you?
Hey, everybody. You can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
You can find me at the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both, because we both monitor that very closely at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com. Shout out to everybody that's watching us on all platforms.
All platforms. Appreciate everybody. Check out JustinFullerComedy.com. And don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, notifications.
Yeah.
Love everybody. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New
Love
Year.
Love everybody. Woo. Peace out. Yeah.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.